This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we wrap up 1 Timothy with The Laborer Deserves His Wages, A Different Doctrine, The Love of Money, and Guard the Deposit. And then we head back to Genesis for The Call of Abram. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you chose your servants, Simon and Jude, to be numbered among the great, glorious company of the apostles. As they were faithful and zealous in their mission, so may we, with ardent devotion, make known the love and mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The epistle reading for the festival of Saint Simon and Jude is written in Saint Peter's first epistle, the first chapter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, though now, for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes through the testing of fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with a joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th chapter. Jesus said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lays down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you, that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, so that you will love one another. If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. But all these things they will do to you on account of my name, because they do not know him who sent me." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Saint Simon, St. Jude, apostles. One learned man once said, whoever they are, Simon and Jude have pretty much been subjected to obscurity, save for what little scripture records of these two men. We don't know much more about them. Simon just simply shows up on lists of disciples, those called to be disciples and then sent out as apostles. Jude, we have a little bit more. He has kind of a speaking part. The night before our Lord's death, he asks the question in the dark, how is it you're going to manifest yourself to us, but not to the world? Interesting question, intriguing answer that our Lord gives. It's all about love. I would suggest that Professor Weinrich be the one who would preach on that text. But no, it always leads us to the cross. But what stands out for me this morning that I would like to have you focus on is that these two men are on that list of those disciples, apostles. They're at the bottom, number 10 and 11. Judas is always the last. But even though they're mentioned very little, this we can say about them. Simon and Jude were among the 12 who were chosen by our Lord to follow him, to learn from him, and then sent out by him. They learned from our Lord. Oh, they witnessed all those miracles. Now, some of them were actually spectacular miracles. When they were caught in fear because of a storm on the sea, and the Lord comes walking to them. The miracle of raising Lazarus to life again. They were overwhelmed by those miracles that our Lord performed. They also listened to our Lord teach throughout the years that they were with him prior to the cross and even after. But before the cross, they struggled to understand all that Jesus taught, especially that part about Jesus saying it was necessary for him to die and rise again. With the other apostles, Simon and Jude went out into the villages with authority of Christ to preach and heal and cast out demons. They brought the good news of God keeping his promise to the ears of God's covenant people who had long waited for God to keep that promise. And Simon and Jude were there that rather strange Passover gathering. You know the one. Gathered together in that upper room, seated around the table, and Jesus gets up, grabs a towel and a basin of water, and begins to wash the dirty feet of those apostles. They heard Jesus speak of betrayal and death, and they were bewildered because that night the Passover took on a new flavor. My body for you, my blood for your forgiveness. Simon and Jude were there in the garden. Simon and Jude were there as Jesus taught them about this new commandment, the one to love one another. Strange thing, that commandment to love. Not just to love the lovable, but to love each other, no matter who you are. The well-known and the unknown, the popular and the wallflower. Not just to love in words, though, but also to love in deed. Jesus said, a servant is not greater than his master. He said that as his hands were still wet from washing apostolic feet. So too they are to love one another, not for as no one is greater than another. Love for one another would characterize Christ's apostles and the family of believers brought to believe in the Christ who loved them in the most strange way possible. the strange love of Christ is that he would willingly be nailed to a cross. He would lay down his life for his friends. Christ laying his life on the cross, spiked and pierced, that his holy, precious blood would wash not dirty feet, but souls filthy, stained, and gangrened with sin. Love one another as I have loved you, Jesus said. It is this love that the unbelieving world simply cannot understand on its own. In fact, as you well know, the world hates this kind of love and the lover himself. The world hates what it does not understand. The world is like that schoolyard bully who picks on another student because the bully is unsure of himself and hates what he doesn't know. So what did Simon and Jude hear that night? Love one another. And know that the world is going to hate you because the world has hated me first. The world hated Jesus because Jesus was different than the world. Jesus was what the world was not, what the world really desired but could not attain on their own. And now, because they, Simon and Jude, were chosen by Jesus, these men would be hated by the world as well. Again, a servant is not greater than his master. Jesus was hated. They will be hated. Jesus was persecuted. They will be persecuted. All because Jesus chose Simon and Jude out of the world. Well, later that night, Simon and Jude would be there in that darkened garden with our Lord. And like all the rest, they would flee when Jesus was arrested. Their eyes would widen in horror and drop in shame as they heard of the mock trial before the high priest and the death sentence allowed by Pilate. Grief would darken their lives on Friday and on the Sabbath. And then the first day of the week would confuse them. The women came back from the tomb and they reported the tomb was empty. Angels said Jesus was alive. That evening, Simon and Jude would be with the other disciples and they would see what to them was the unbelievable. There stood Jesus, alive, scars still tender and red. They would hear the words, "Peace be with you, and as the Father has sent me, so I am sending you. Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven." I rehearsed the seminary days of the 12 apostles with a purpose. The apostles Peter, James, and John, now they're the inner circle and well-known, but the apostles Simon and Jude, relatively unknown and yet equally sent out, they heard the same words, they saw the same risen victorious Savior. Even though they were at the bottom of the list, they were taught by our Lord. They were shaped by the words of Jesus and all that they saw Jesus do. Each of them was sent out with authority, the authority of the crucified and now risen victorious Jesus, to proclaim the gospel, the good news of who this Christ is, the very Son of God in our human flesh. Now, church tradition has Simon and Jude going out together to Persia. To do so, they would have had to go through lands that at one time God's chosen people had to live in exile. They went to bring the gospel, the good news message of Christ, to a people for whom Jesus had died. They spoke what was spoken to them, and they loved as they had been loved. and the world treated them as it treated the speaker and the lover. The blood of Simon and Jude would stain the earth, for you see, a servant is not greater than his master. Whoever you are, whoever I am, we appear. Regardless of whether you are a part of the inner circle or at the bottom of the list, popular or unrecognized, whether you will be going out as your desire would be to be an under shepherd of the good shepherd, or go out as a deaconess to bring the mercy of Christ to the poor and hurting, and in turn bring the poor and hurting to that place where Christ's gifts are given, you will speak as you have been spoken to you by that very word of God that you're here to be immersed in, so vital for each of us. You will love as you have been loved, and yes, you will be hated as Christ was hated. In the example of Simon and Jude, with ardent devotion, make known the love and mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whoever you are, wherever you are chosen to go. In Christ's name, amen.
Confident of the Lord's promise to hear our prayer, let us pray for the church, the world, and for all those in need. For the church scattered throughout the world, that clothed by the righteousness of Christ, the saints of God may be gathered to the feast that knows no end, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For a spirit of reconciliation, we would put aside all discord and strife and seek only those things that are honorable and praiseworthy among those who are of the household of faith. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who receive the Lord's Supper this day, that they may partake of this precious meal in true repentance and be strengthened in holiness of life as they await the great wedding feast to come, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for our nation and those who lead it, that they would execute their duties faithfully as they provide for the needs of all citizens, and for the citizens of this land, that they would exercise their civic duty responsibly in the upcoming election, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who are ill or suffering, that God in his mercy would grant them health and wholeness, and that in the midst of their trials they would not lose sight of the Lord's many blessings, but would call on him without ceasing, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the faithful witnesses to the resurrection, remembering especially on this day the apostles Simon and Jude, that God would continue to bless the proclamation of his saving deeds, let us pray to the Lord.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, for you have mightily governed and protected your holy church, in which blessed apostles and evangelists proclaimed your divine and saving gospel. Therefore, with patriarchs and prophets, apostles and evangelists, with your servants, Saint Simon and Saint Jude, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, also he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Oh,
body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul into life everlasting. Amen. Depart in peace.
Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming, we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.